Behold, all things are become new because we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's why. The epistle of 1 John says, Beloved, now are we what? Sons of God. By identification with Him. The book of Romans declares that we are joint heirs with Him. By identification. Furthermore, the 8th chapter of Romans says that whom God called, He also justified. And whom He justified, those He what? I'm glorified. They don't look like it, but looks are of the flesh, and the flesh profits what? You ought to see the light inside. See? He justified. He glorified. According to Ephesians, it says that He has made us accepted in the beloved. That's why also in Colossians, that great record says, He has made us meet for the inheritance of the saints in the light. All things new are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, how can you reconcile people to God when you're always talking the flesh of Jesus Christ and what He did in the flesh and taking people back to the Gospels and saying you got to live under Him? God have mercy on us. We've had the Word for 2,000 years and we are absolutely stupid. Because we have not allowed the Word to take preeminence. We have believed for the most part what people have said about it, rather than to go to the Word and let the Word speak for itself. In 1 John, the epistle, it says, in 5 or 6 places, I have a little booklet written on it. It says, as He is, so we are. It does not say, as He was, so we are. Because as He was according to what? That's right. It's not that. It says, as He is, we are, not as He was. Well, that's what it says. If you want to put yourself under the was, which is no longer was, I don't know how you're going to do it. Go ahead. You will never stand approved before God because you're not rightly dividing the Word. And you'll never walk with power and glory. Oh, you'll have a lot of religion. But I got religion up to here. Everybody I meet's religion. Everybody's religious. Oh, baloney. I'm not interested in whether they're religious. I want to know, is it according to God's Word? Ran into 6 of those people last night after the meeting. Guy should have gone out and got himself another pot of tea. First John, I love you, bless your heart. You're wonderful. Verse 7 of chapter 1 of First John says, But if we walk in the light, as He what? Not as He was, but as He is. What? Light. Beautiful. That's the as He is. In chapter 3, verse 2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God. That's beautiful. That's tremendous. It's fantastic. But it doth not yet appear. We haven't even got a glimpse of what we shall be. Absolute tense. But we know that we know that we know that we know that when He, Jesus Christ, shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And as He is, we are already seated in the heavenly. Oh, glory. That's something. Look at verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. He works on himself a little bit. You just don't trip out. You go to work on the greatness of God's Word, purifying himself even as He is pure. And this word pure here means purity without any impurities in it. It is total purity. It's only used twice in the Scriptures, if I remember correctly. As He is, so we are. As He is pure, so are. As He is righteous, so are what? He has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, redemption, salvation. He has made unto us justification. As He is, seated in the heavenlies, where at the name of Jesus every knee must bow, in heaven above, the earth beneath, the waters underneath the earth. As He is, so we are. Not as He was. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And He led captivity captive. Verse 7. Little children, just go on being deceived a lifetime. Go see the next door neighbor tomorrow morning and say, well, I wonder what you think about it. Let what? No man what? For we no longer know man, nor the man Christ Jesus according to the flesh. Therefore you let no man, no what? Deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. Not as He was, but as He is. And all the righteousness of God is in Him, and Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Boy, people, what a walk. What an effervescence. What a glow. That's just power for abundant living coming down. Oh, people, there's just no other way to say it. The Word says it all. You can't add to it. All you can do is subtract from it. That's what they've been doing for 2,000 years. And there is one more in verse 17 of chapter 4. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of what? And according to Corinthians, who does the judging in this day? This is man's day, man's judgment. And we should have boldness to make the right decisions. For the distinction has been made. Christ constrained us. The distinction has been made. The ultimate judgment has been given. And you and I must judge according to the revelation given in the Word so that our judgment is true. Because as He is, so are ye or we in this world. Christ class is all in all from God to the believer. And He, Jesus Christ, is everything to God for the believer. That's why, as He is, so we are. This is why we stand on resurrection ground. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become what? Work that word till you understand it. And it's meaningful to your life, then practice it. And you move into the glorious light of the wonderful truths of God's matchless word, addressed to the church of the body.